You're listening to Sales Chat, the latest sales and service insights by Salelytics.
Welcome back to another episode of Sales Chat, a bite-sized production bringing you the latest and greatest insights from sales subject matter experts here at Salelytics. I'm your interim host, Tessa Vogel, and though usually behind the scenes, I'm excited to bring you a special bonus episode today, all the same. We have our very own content interns today, Brock and Lucas, on the show, and they are going to be talking about how they heard about Salelytics and their experience as interns this summer. They actually put this episode together as well. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Why don't you both introduce yourselves?
Okay, I can start. My name is Brock Golden. Go to the University of Nebraska, where I'm studying business administration with a minor in business law. Yeah, so I'm a content intern here at Salelytics this summer. I'm learning a lot, and it's been a great experience thus far.
My name is Lucas Diedrich. I am a senior at Lakeland University, small school in Wisconsin, and I'm a double major in sports management and marketing, and also a content intern here this summer, and like Brock said, learning a lot and adding to the skill set.
Awesome. Well, I know we've definitely enjoyed having you guys. We've gone through so much from social media to design. So yeah, thank you guys for joining me on the podcast now. So as interns, I know you guys do a lot of research. So what is happening in the world today?
Yeah, so some big news. Microsoft is actually purchasing Activision, the gaming, I guess, company, for $70 million. So for all the gamers out there, that's some big news. Microsoft is actually going to own Activision now. So yeah, that's some big news going on in the gaming / business world today.
One other interesting thing that's happened is Yamaha is withdrawing from the snowmobile business, which is kind of some shocking news because they were a powerhouse in the business for a lot of years, but they decided to withdraw from that and focus on other parts of their business.
Yeah, another thing that I saw that's going on is the new social media platform, Threads. I don't know if you guys have heard about that or have gotten to search around on Threads at all, but it's a pretty big threat to Twitter, some are saying. Kind of this a similar layout, I hear. Similar type of social media platform. But yeah, it's a threat to Twitter and what Elon Musk has built over there the last few months.
One other thing that we saw in some of our research is our record-breaking heat in the Southwest. Not too business-related, but it's always good to stay on top of some hot topics, and the heat in the Southwest has been no joke this summer.
Interesting. So a lot of things going on. I want to take you guys back to the Microsoft purchasing Activision for $70 million. I'm not a big gamer myself, but I have heard this from other people. So that's huge. And then Yamaha withdrawing from snowmobile business. Since I was little, I remember I associate the name Yamaha with snowmobiles. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty big news. I mean, whenever you think of the snowmobiles, like you said, you think of Yamaha. Mm-hmm. They're a big producer and a big name in that industry. So we'll see if any other companies emerge or anything changes with that. Maybe we'll cause a hit to their sales and to some of their money producing strategies. We'll see.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to be introducing something new or where their focus is going to go. So have to keep an eye on that. And then Threads, as a threat to Twitter, you guys as Gen Z, are you guys on Threads yet?
I am not. I love Twitter. So I've been just keeping on Twitter, keeping up mostly with sports stuff and some business related stuff. But no, I love Twitter, and I don't know. I just haven't gotten myself to download Threads yet. I don't know about you, Lucas.
Yeah, I'm also a big Twitter guy. I've used it my whole life. And I definitely see people out there on Threads posting on their Instagram story to join their thread. But I just haven't brought myself to it yet. I feel like I'm on enough social media as it is, and I'm content with Twitter as it is. So I'm not on Threads at the moment.
Yeah, that's interesting. I see both sides. I think a lot of people are exhausted by how much social media we already have. So me too, Twitter all the way. But when it comes to the introduction of new social media platforms, I often find either people are quick to adapt to it and embrace it, or there's hype at first and then it kind of falls off. So did you ever hear of Clubhouse?
I have not, no.
No, interesting. So that was a fun phenomenon. Like, I guess we were in the pandemic at the time, but it was like an audio version of a social media platform. There was so much hype around it, and even like companies were starting to develop their own like social media strategies with it. And now it's kind of unheard of. So we'll see with Threads. That's another one where I already am seeing like guidelines being released from other marketers, but I'm always a little hesitant to jump on it and put in the work, not knowing where it's going to be in a couple months. Awesome. So a lot going on out there. Thank you guys for putting that together. So let's talk about your journey now to where you are today. How did you hear about Saletics in the first place?
Yeah, I can start. I heard about Saletics mostly through social media presence, such as LinkedIn. When I was first looking for internships, kind of just went down the marketing realm, general business realm of possible internships that I could do for the summer. And I found Saletics within LinkedIn, and then I dove a little deeper, found the Instagram, the TikTok. And then I discovered that you can actually work remotely, which I thought was fantastic since I'm living in Colorado and Saletics is actually based out of Wisconsin. So I thought that was a perfect opportunity for me to reach out and see if I could do some stuff as an intern with Saletics, and it worked out for me and I love it so far.
And I also saw Saletics on LinkedIn when I was scrolling through at the end of the school year trying to find an internship for the summer. And it just stood out to me because I'm actually a local guy. I'm from Wisconsin, so I knew it was close. So the remote, I do work remote, but the opportunity to be close to it was also pretty cool. And like Brock said, I was started doing a deeper dive, looking at the website and some of their social medias. And I thought that this was a company that could help me expand my skill set. It would be a fun place to work for the summer.
Very cool. As you guys now know, we do put like a lot of effort into our presence out there. So it's cool to see that it did, you know, that it came to fruition, and that's how you guys actually found us. So at this point in your internship, we've covered a lot. We've covered design, we've covered social media, we have covered blog writing, and now we're dipping into podcast. So with all of that that we've already gone through, what has been your favorite part about the job thus far?
I've loved all of it so far. I really like the design and seeing some of those graphics that I made on the social media pages. But also, I've liked the writing stuff that we've done so far, some of the blog writing. I feel like that's definitely grown my writing skills and allowed me to see writing in a little bit of a different view. It's professional, but you also want to keep that casual tone while you're writing a blog, obviously, to connect with your readers. And I think I've just grown tremendously in my writing because of that. But overall, I've enjoyed the entire process so far and everything I've learned. And like I said, I really enjoy seeing what I've made and come into fruition and see that on some of the social media pages that I was once looking at before I was an intern and looking at some of that content so far. It's pretty amazing to see that I actually created some of the stuff for the company.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Brock on that one. There's not much. I mean, everything that we've done so far is really cool, but the coolest part to me is what stands out is like seeing our work on the social media platform, stuff that we worked on together and collaborated with, going out there and actually being posted for other businesses and people to see. So that was pretty cool to apply what we've learned so far throughout college and put that together, and actually a company using it is pretty cool to see.
Yeah, and you guys are killing it. I think that you've realized how different each like style of the writing is, for example, depending on where it's going. And also it's just a lot of content to like learn and become an expert about so that you can write about. And you guys have onboarded really fast into Saletics and what we do. So that's been really cool to see. How would you say your skills have grown or improved? You guys kind of answered this or touched on it, but how would you say your skills have improved since you started as an intern?
Yeah, for me, with the design stuff especially, I had a little bit of experience with design with some school projects and stuff, but working through Canva and some of the Adobe platforms, I feel like I've just grown tremendously in that. Kind of opened my eyes to a different part of marketing, and also with social media, right? I'm obviously active on TikTok as a young person. That's pretty popular right now, but I've never created a TikTok or anything like this until now. And now I can pretty comfortably say that I can create a TikTok, edit it and get it out to the world and put it through algorithms, which I didn't really know how to do before. So I think I've grown in both those areas pretty well.
Yeah, kind of similar to what Brock said. I mean, you learn that knowledge and skills at school, but like when you first get put out there to use it, it can be a little nerve-wracking and unsettling. So seeing that first like project that we made together on Canva and just how far that skills have come on the design aspect, but then also focusing on the social media part. Like Brock said, we're active on all the socials, but it's a little different when you're posting like pictures of you and your friends and captioning it, and then having to go into put your business cap on and learn how to make that caption still short and fun so people would read it, but get down to the business part of it too. So that was, I think that's some of my skills have grown on that aspect of writing more professionally, but also casually at the same time.
Awesome, you guys. Would you say you've also learned more about inside sales and account management and how that stuff works and operates at Salelytics? That's like a whole other sector of learning that's outside of marketing. So
yeah, I think I've learned a ton about that, mostly just from talking to other people within the company and people that have been around Salelytics for longer, as well as reading some of the blogs on our website. Those are super informational. And for people like me that didn't have a whole lot of background information about inside sales and some of those other aspects of business, those are great resources to use. And some of the talent within Salelytics that are creating those blogs is just outstanding and created. So it's super clear and easy to understand.
Yeah, and I've had some experience in sales coming into this, but not much, but just sitting in some of those meetings and like Brock said, reading some of the content and really understanding like how the whole process works and how it's applied working at Salelytics, and I'll just like really enhance my knowledge on the whole sales process.
Yeah, I find that whether it's the actual action of producing the content or understanding business, there's no better way to learn than to just do, especially in the department that we work in content marketing, where even if you learned it in school, it changes, you know, month to month. In the news section, we just talked about the introduction of threads. So that's just one example of how our strategies have to shift and how they have to change. And having that expertise of inside sales, account management, what we do here at Salelytics just makes it a little bit easier. So how has Salelytics helped you as a young professional?
Yeah, I think that Salelytics has helped me a ton so far. I mean, I've never sat in a formal business meeting in my life, really. And coming into Salelytics, I mean, I'm sitting in a lot of meetings, hearing a lot of experts talk about their fields, and I'm kind of just picking up on things as I'm listening, and also just creating, you know, a schedule and almost just a timed workday is new for me. So I think just kind of getting in a rhythm of things within a job has helped me a lot, and just seeing myself similar role or with the company in the future, I can build upon what I've learned a little bit.
Yeah, and I agree with Brock. Sitting in on those meetings and like just kind of being a sponge and absorbing all the knowledge, and you can kind of pick up on like the actual business side of it, what Salelytics is doing, but you also pick up on like professional points of how people are acting, how they present stuff, and how that can like vary depending on the project. And also just as a young professional, this is a great experience too, to learn all that. And like Brock said, keeping a schedule, sitting in on a business meeting is nothing. I've never done that before either. So it's just really cool to get that experience.
Yeah, I think you forget sometimes, like coming out of college, where you started. I was just thinking, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even remember what my first experience like that was, but it certainly, you know, wasn't my freshman year in college. So everybody has to have those, you know, even getting a regular work day and getting used to it. That's huge. So I never thought about that. That's really interesting. So you guys are about a month into it. Wait, no, that's not right. You have about a month left of your internships. So I think that you are seasoned enough to answer this next question, but it's, what advice would you give to someone who is looking to get an internship or looking to start as an intern?
For me, what I would say is get on LinkedIn as quick as you can. I think that platform is growing super quickly and employers are all over it. So if you can kind of build your brand within LinkedIn, I would definitely recommend that. Also, just networking. Just network as much as you can. Whoever you meet, get their contact information, because you never know where it's going to lead you, right? You know the old saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I think that's so true, especially as I have had some intern experience this far. It's about who you know and how you can get into some of the fields that you want to be in.
Yeah, I agree that networking is definitely a huge part about it, because like you never know who you meet and what tunnel that might take you down. Like you might be just having a casual conversation with somebody and that might lead to something in the future that you never thought it was going to be. So it's always important that you stay professional and like keep that in the back of your mind, that you never know who you're talking to really and what that might lead to. And also another thing that I have to say, if you're looking into an internship, is don't be afraid to be uncomfortable. If you see something that might be a little bit out of your comfort zone, but it's kind of interesting to you, I'd say definitely take that leap, because it's only going to help you in the future. It's going to expand that knowledge and your skill set, and it's going to lead to a great experience for you.
Great advice, you guys. So we love having you here. I don't even want to think about you guys going back to school. But what is next in your journey?
Yeah, for me, like you said, Tessa, it's going back to school in about a month, back to Lincoln, Nebraska. That'll be my next journey, just focusing on school a little bit. And then once I'm done with my undergrad, hopefully look into law school. I think that's kind of the route I want to take this far, but you never know. That's why, like Lucas said, you want to be uncomfortable, put yourself in uncomfortable situations and keep your mind open. So we'll see. I don't have an exact plan for where I'm going to be yet or what I'm going to be doing. I'm just kind of trying to take it one day at a time, get back to school, get that finished up, and then we'll see where it takes me.
Yeah. And for me, it's a little bit different. I go back in a couple of weeks here for football, but I only have 1 year left, so I'm a little bit a different part of my journey. So I have to start looking for the big boy job once I graduate, you know. So that's kind of what my mindset is on right now, just finishing this last year strong and then looking what other opportunities are out there once I graduate.
Sounds like an exciting year for both of you. And there's nothing that says that you have to have it figured out. It's a fun question to ask, like, where do you think you're going to be? But if I could give any advice to you, it would be, be open to the possibilities. Don't close yourself into one path. It seems like you guys already have that mindset, though. So thank you guys again for coming on the show today. You both had some great thoughts and experiences, and I do wish the best of luck for you guys wherever you go next.
Thanks for having us, Tessa.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys. And to our listeners, I believe that we will be wrapping up my time on the podcast as host. But what a fun one to end on. I encourage those looking for internships to put yourself out there and advance your career. Follow along as we share more industry trends, insight on our custom solutions, career guidance, and for Jeremy's return. Connect with us on social media and drop a follow wherever you are listening. Until next time, thank you for tuning into Sales Chat.